Amen. Welcome you guys to New Jersey Campus Midweek. It's exciting here tonight, isn't it? This is awesome, singing in a circle together. We're going to have such a fun time here together tonight, praising and worshiping God together. Part of why we're doing that is because it is the end of the semester. The school year's over. Not just the end of a semester, but the end of a whole school year. Some of you who are freshmen will now be sophomores. Yeah. Sophomores will be juniors. Some seniors will be super seniors. And we've got some people graduating as well. It is very exciting. So this Friday night, we're going to have our end of the semester campus party together. And it's going to be a great time together, celebrating, playing some fun games, having some food. And so Friday is going to be a blast. And I do want to say also, with the end of the semester, we're taking some yearbook pictures tonight. And so we're going to have a yearbook album. This time it's going to be an online album instead of like previous years printed. But it'll be a really cool online album, and there's some cool ideas that could go with that that we'll talk about more later. But tonight we're just taking the pictures. And so Shakira's going to be coming and grabbing people and bringing you into the room over there to take your picture. As soon as midweek is over tonight, we'll do a big group picture, a picture of all the men, the women, and then each Bible talk. So stick around for that. We'll try to get those done quickly as soon as midweek is over. So our theme for the semester has been grow. Yeah. And you know, we're here at the end of the semester. And what we want to do tonight is take some time to celebrate and to honor God about all the different things of growth that he's brought about in our life this semester and this year. Growth in our ministry, but also growth in our own lives spiritually. And I'd say along with growth, also just the idea of victories and celebrating the things that God has done in our lives. Maybe hardships he brought you through, or prayers that he answered, or just different situations that God delivered you through this past school year. We want to celebrate those things. And so tonight is a night of celebration, growing in our celebration of God. And some words that are in the Bible about this are the words praise, right? Matt read Psalm 150 and it said praise so many times in there. We're to praise God. To praise means to express admiration. And so when we're praising God, what we're doing is we're expressing admiration. God, you're good. You're awesome. Thank you. Look at what you've done for me. Another word is extol. We want to extol the Lord. And to extol means to praise enthusiastically. So it's not just, thank you, God. It's, man, God, thank you. You know, with passion and enthusiasm and zeal and fervor. To extol the Lord means to praise, to express admiration enthusiastically. Another word is exalt. The word exalt means to lift up or to speak very highly of. And if there's anyone we should speak very highly of, it is the Lord, isn't it? You know, God should be spoken of very highly of by us as his disciples for the things he's done in our lives. And so tonight we want to celebrate, praise, extol, and exalt God for the things that he's done for us. You know, a passage that I love because one of my favorite songs comes from it is Psalm 126. And it says, when the Lord brought back the captives to Zion, we were like men who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. Amen. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. You know, I'll read the rest in a second here, but you know, this passage is just filled with joy and excitement that, man, God has freed us. He's set us free, and he's done great things for us. And, you know, we should sit here as people who really believe, man, God has done great things for us. Amen. God has done great things for me that, you know, our mouths are filled with laughter. And, you know, as disciples, we have so much to be joyful about, to celebrate. And we do think about in our Christianity, just think about the laughter you get to have. Yeah. In our relationships, just in our freedom. And this is our tongues with songs of joy. And so as we sing tonight, sing from a place of thinking about, man, God has done great things for me. And I just want to joyfully sing to him tonight and praise him, extol him for that, and exalt him for that. The Lord has done great things for us. The Lord has done great things for you. And I want you to think about all the things God has done for you. You know, you could think about that in the grand scope of your life. You could think about that in terms of today, this semester. Think about what God's done for you personally in your life. And it's easy for me to just think about, man, what has God done for us in this New Jersey campus ministry here? You know, what has God done here? And I'm so inspired to celebrate what God has done. You know, I think about in 2010, when it was my first year on this campus ministry, and we had this amazing group of about 12 to 15 disciples in 2010 together. This was us coming back from our fall retreat together. And, you know, and I think about this group and praying, God, just bless this. Bless our New Jersey campus ministry. God, please let your name be glorified through this group. And it's so amazing as God started to work and to help it grow. I remember in 2013, January, having our first campus midweek in Chelsea and our first apartment together. You know, so 2010, there was a dozen of us. By 2013, there was about 25 of us meeting in our apartment for our first campus midweeks together. And these were exciting times, songs filled with joy together. And we just got to praise God that here we are 8 years later and now have 76 disciples in our New Jersey campus ministry. The Lord has done great things for us. In that time frame, 2010 till now, there have been 108 people saved through this campus ministry. 108 people baptized into Christ, brought into a relationship with God. You know, people who are in this campus ministry now, people who are in the singles ministry now, people who are in the marriage ministry now, people who are in our New Jersey region or other parts of the New York City church or even other parts of the global fellowship. You know, it's amazing thinking about people like Abby Charles, who became a disciple here and then went on a mission trip to plant the church in Eugene, Oregon for a one-year challenge, but has stayed there and is continuing to build the church in Eugene, Oregon. And so 108 people in the last 8 years, that's something to celebrate that God has done in this group of people here. And now we get to have a midweek like this celebrating God together. You know, I want to close out before we pray and then get back to singing, reading the rest of this. So they talk about how God's done great things for us. And then they say, restore our fortunes, O Lord, like streams in the Negev, which is a desert. Those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. He who goes out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with him. And what they're saying there is, look, God's done great things for us. And now he's not done yet. We're going to go out with some seed and come back with sheaves, big bushels full of wheat. And so God's done great things, but he's not done with us yet. And so whatever God's done in your life, he wants to do more. Whatever God's done through this ministry, he has plans to do more. And so we sing to him from a place of gratitude for what he's done, but also longing and excitement to continue to see what he has planned left to do. So let's go to God in prayer. And then we'll continue worshiping him together tonight. Amen?
Amen?
Let's pray. God, thank you so much that we can worship you. God, any one of us could take just a moment and realize very, very clearly that we have separated ourselves from you and don't deserve to be in a relationship with you. And yet, God, you and your holiness, your righteousness, your love, God, you're just being in a way that we can't even understand, was willing to come to earth, die on the cross so that we could be made right with you. God, you have freed us from sin, from an empty way of life. God, you have forgiven us of every single thing that we've done that we could think of, and even more that we can't think of. God, you are amazing. God, we can't even wrap our minds around who you are, how powerful you are, how generous you are. God, the things that you've done for us, and just who you are in your being. God, thank you so much for saving us. God, thank you so much for helping this room of people grow from a dozen to over 75 people. God, thank you for all the other people that aren't in this room but are faithful to you in other ministries and other churches around the country and around the world. God, we so look forward to the rest of the things that you want to do through us. But God, we praise you for the end of a great semester and the end of a great school year. God, thank you for all the great times we have had together, but God, especially for the souls that were won to you. God, we want to thank you for this past school year, the people who you brought from the darkness into your wonderful light. God, we praise you for Ajahnay Mitchell, for Willie Jimenez, for Kennedy Royal, Josh Dimitulak, Vincent Cortez, Nicole Kanchukaha, Chris Lawson, Josh Silva, Sean King, Daniel Chacon, Calvin Gachette, and Daniel Veloso. God, thank you for these men and women who made you Lord of their life, and that they've joined us, written on the book of life, that we'll be together here and then with you forever in eternity. God, I can't wait to see what other names you put on this list. God, thank you for your kingdom. Thank you that we get to be part of this family that's set apart from the world, and that our citizenship isn't just in this world, but is in your kingdom. God, we belong to your eternal kingdom. God, thank you for your family, the church, the body of believers, and that we get to be brothers and sisters with each other, and the unity we get to have. God, the world is so broken, God, and just needs what we found. God, thank you for bringing us here. God, thank you for the diversity. Thank you for the genuine, true love, God, that this isn't anything that's a facade or being faked or just a show. God, but it is so real, and it's your spirit, God, that's brought us together and made us one in Christ. God, thank you so much for all the memories, the great times we've had together this past year. Thank you for the family in this room. But God, thank you that we're part of a global fellowship. Thank you that there's over 680 churches that we're part of around the world, watching their life and doctrine closely. True disciples of Christ that we get to be united with. Thank you for the churches that have already been planted this year around the world. Thank you for the hundreds of people that have already been baptized around the world, and for those that are part of this group here. God, thank you for the victories in just school that people had this year in this room, for victories at work, for victories in areas of righteousness and purity, in love, in repenting of our sin. Thank you for victories in our relationships and in different areas of our character and discipline. God, thank you for the victories of perseverance through hardship. God, we know each person in here has ways to praise you for victories that you've done in their life. And God, most of all, we praise you that because of Jesus, not because of us, because of your grace, God, that we have a home in heaven for eternity that we're looking forward to. God, and that along the way, we have such an amazing life to the full that you help us to live on our way there. God, thank you for heaven. Thank you that we'll be there with you forever. And thank you that between now and there, you've given us such an amazing family to be part of, but also such an amazing mission to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything. And God, thank you that you're with us every step of the way. God, please help us as we go forward. God, that what we've seen grow from a dozen to 70 will grow from 70 to hundreds. God, that we'll look forward 10 years from now at just hundreds and thousands of disciples around the world that came from this room of people. God, that your name would be honored and glorified and exalted through our lives. God, we know that we're saved by your grace to do good works. And God, that you want our life to be a masterpiece for you. God, that through our life, you're creating a masterpiece that honors you as the artist, the creator, the author of life, God. And we want to praise you tonight for who you are and what you've done for us and what you're going to do for us. God, be with us tonight. I pray that we will be filled with laughter, with songs of joy, that we'll sing to you with genuineness, with focus, wholeheartedness. God, that we'll think about what we're saying when we sing. God, and that this will please you and honor you, and that we'll leave here tonight from this time of reflection and looking forward, ready to be men who honor you with the way that we live and with what we do. God, thank you so much. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 95, verse 1 to 7. You can stand as we're going to continue singing. Psalm 95, verse 1 says, "Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care."